Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Katrina Stirrett. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has announced Samantha Mostyn AO will be the 28th Governor-General of Australia. Ms. Mostyn is the current chair of the government's Women's Economic Equality Task Force and was an advisor to former Prime Minister Paul Keating. She also holds a board member position at several companies, such as the Climate Council, the Go Foundation and the Sydney Swans. Ms. Mostyn says she is committed to serving Australia in the role.
I'm deeply honoured by this great privilege and look forward to representing the values, hopes and aspirations of all Australians. I will never underestimate or take for granted the expectations that come with high office, and I am ready to serve with integrity, compassion and respect.
Ms. Mostyn is set to take on her new role from July 1, taking over from current Governor-General David Hurley. The Prime Minister has called for full accountability from the Israeli government following the death of Australian aid worker Zomi Frankem in Gaza. In a call with Benjamin Netanyahu, Anthony Albanese expressed that Australians were outraged by the incident in which Ms. Frankem and six other aid workers were killed. The Israeli military says the incident will be investigated by an independent, professional expert body. Mr. Albanese says it must be a transparent investigation.
I emphasise the importance of full accountability and transparency, and Prime Minister Netanyahu has committed to full transparency about how this tragedy could possibly have occurred. There is a need for a thorough investigation into what happened here, and Prime Minister Netanyahu committed to that. I made clear again that it is Australia's view that humanitarian assistance must reach people in Gaza unimpeded and in large quantities.
A new cell-based influenza vaccine has been launched in Australia as this year's flu season gets underway. Experts say the new formula is designed to more closely match the flu strains that are circulating across the world. FluCell Vax Quad is a cell-based vaccine which has been listed on the National Immunisation Program for the first time. Figures suggest that in 2023, only about 25% of the population aged 5 to 64 years were vaccinated against influenza. It was an intense influenza season with close to 300,000 cases and at least 370 flu-related deaths across Australia. Opposition leader Peter Dutton has called for a shift to nuclear energy in an attempt to lower electricity prices for small business owners. Speaking at the National Small Business Summit in Sydney, the opposition leader has highlighted the advantages of nuclear power, saying it has the potential to boost the economy. The opposition is seeking to present a new proposal which will recommend repurposing of old coal factories into nuclear facilities. Mr. Dutton says Australia is one of the few major economies that has yet to create a nuclear policy.
Nuclear is the only proven technology which emits zero emissions, which can firm up renewables, and which provides cheap, consistent and clean power. And yet, bizarrely, Australia is the only country in the top 20 economies in the world which has not embraced domestic nuclear power or is taking steps to do so.
And that was SBS News in Easy English. I'm Katrina Stirrett.